a juggling board or a bouncing board?
Well, that's the same thing. In fact, the same thing.
What?
Just like this, we were just talking about.
What, do you hear it called juggling board or bouncing board?
No. Well, I don't know. I never did fool around with such as that very mm-hmm. much.
And on a stove, the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney?
Flue.
Uh-huh. What about the thing that the, well, just the thing that fits into the flue? That's the...
pipe.
And if you wanted to, if you burned coal, the thing you'd use for carrying coal, that'd be a...
well, that's a coal. Put it in that bucket and then carry it out.
You call it a?
It's a coal bucket with a scoop to pick it up, pick the coal up and put it in the bucket. You know, it's awful dirty.
Uh-huh. And the thing, if you want to move bricks or something heavy, something you'd use for, has one wheel in the front?
Wheelbarrow.
Uh-huh. Any other names for the wheelbarrow?
No. Well, Georgia buggy.
What's a Georgia buggy now?
That's a wheelbarrow, what we call a wheelbarrow.
Is it the same thing?
Same thing.
Just one wheel at the front?
One wheel in the front.
Hmm. And nowadays, the thing that people drive, they call that a...
what?
What everybody drives.
What everybody drives?
Uh-huh. No one has a horse anymore, everybody...
or automobile.
Uh-huh. Or another name for that.
Well, well, some people call them automobiles, some call them auto.
Uh-huh.
And the old Model T Ford, of course, you don't remember them.
No.
And they're called the John Henry.
Uh-huh. What about another name, though?
I don't know of any other name.
What about, starts with a C?
Huh?
What about a car? Do you ever call it a car?
Mm-hmm. Well, is that what you wanted? Car?
Uh-huh. You don't use that word much.
No. Unless it's some badly dilapidated old car comes along and make a remark about that.
Uh-huh. Say if something was squeaking, say a wagon wheel was squeaking, what would you have to do to it?
Grease it.
Okay. You say yesterday he did that to his wagon wheel, you say yesterday he...
greased his wagon.
Okay. And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
greasy.
And inside the tire of the car, you have the inner...
tube.
And if your door hinge was squeaking, you could put a few drops of...
grease on that.
Or something that...
on the hinges.
Uh-huh. Something that comes in a can. You uh-huh. put a few drops of...
grease. Or...
uh-huh. What did you use to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for that?
Coal oil.
Did you ever see anyone make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
Yeah.
How would they do that?
They filled a bottle, maybe 2/3 full of kerosene, and then take a rag and pack it in there just as tight as they can. And leave about that much of it out.
Leave about half an inch or so.
An inch, something like that out. Mm-hmm. And just strike your match and stick to it. You got a fire.
What do they call that?
It's, I thought about it while you were making it. It's a kind of a smudge pot.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Do you ever hear it called the bottle lamp? Or
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
You heard it called a...
bottom lamp.
What about flambeau?
Flambeau, bottom lamp, all such as that.
You've heard all those?
All those run the same run. Good, uh-huh. Same thing for us over.
Uh-huh. And if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time, they'd say they were going to...
christen it.
Uh-huh. Or they're fixing to set in the water. They're fixing to... do you ever say they're going to launch?
Launch it.
Uh-huh.